Well, what the Bushmen were told when the final wave of evictions happened in earnest in 2002 was that diamonds had been discovered in the reserve and that therefore the people had to move, and that anywhere in Botswana where diamonds were found, the people had to leave. And that is what the ministers told the Bushmen, and they also said that on the record in various press interviews. So what the government was saying at the time was that because there were known to be large diamond deposits in the reserve, that the people had to be moved out. But since the campaign reached a kind of international audience, they have backtracked on that and said that it is to develop the Bushmen, and that they cannot be provided with services like healthcare and educational facilities inside the reserve where they were living, although in fact all those services had been provided perfectly satisfactorily before.
Well, the government, as you know, is saying that the Bushmen are not compatible any longer in the game reserve just because of the tourists and their lifestyle.
Well, there are two things to say to that. One is that the reserve was established at independence as a homeland for the Bushmen. It was very explicit, very clear in the founding documents that the reason that area was made into a reserve in the first place was to protect the area from encroachment, to keep the animals for the people who hunted them, namely the Bushmen. But the second thing is that all the scientific studies show that, in fact, the wildlife numbers in the reserve have been increasing over recent decades. So the argument that the Bushmen are somehow responsible for a drop in wildlife numbers and that therefore they can't be allowed to live in the reserve is simply not backed up by the facts.
Now, your group and the First People of the Kalahari, which is an activist group in Botswana, say that the Bushmen are being forcibly removed, which the government denies. And in a report today, it says that they were being removed due to diseases among animals.
Well, sadly, it's, you know, another example of the government finding a reason to move the people out. They said that they had discovered a disease amongst the Bushmen's goats, and that therefore they have sealed off the reserve, which conveniently means no journalists or anybody, Bushmen or outsiders, can get in, and they have removed all the Bushmen's livestock, which were their only means of survival, because they have banned them from hunting and gathering, and they have destroyed their water supplies. The Bushmen clearly do not want to go. If it's really not a question of force, but it's entirely a matter of the Bushmen's choice, then why are they sealing off the reserve? Why are they not allowing any of the Bushmen who they've thrown out back in? And why don't they let journalists in to talk to the Bushmen who are still hiding out in the reserve? The Bushmen leaders from their organization, First People of the Kalahari, have been beaten up. Three Bushmen have been shot by police. And this is pretty well documented now.
You had mentioned the discovery of diamonds. Is there any evidence that you know of to prove that the diamonds exist and that the mining might be underway?
Oh, it's uncontrovertible that diamonds exist. Even De Beers, which owns the deposit, the biggest deposit there, acknowledged that there are diamonds in the reserve. And there is a lot of exploration currently going on. The government has handed out exploration licenses that now cover almost the whole of the reserve. So everybody knows that there are diamonds there. And De Beers has said publicly that they hope to mine them one day, but they're not mining them at the moment. And as I say, before the international campaign, the Bushmen's campaign, got going, they were fairly open about the fact that the reason the Bushmen could not live in the reserve anymore was because of the presence of diamonds there. But they have since become much more coy about that and won't acknowledge that as the reason anymore.